Critically, they hunt down the enemy without boots on the ground. But one former British soldier with first-hand experience says drones make it too easy to kill. James Jeffrey was in Afghanistan in 2009, monitoring live pictures from a drone. He saw what looked like a man planting a roadside bomb and was about to call in a strike. Then someone else appeared.
The individual who walked up was a lot larger, you know, indicating that actually it was probably a child in the middle of the road just playing. And so obviously at that point, you know, the engagement was totally called off. But, you know, it was an unsettling experience because I'd come fairly close to, you know, engaging that target, which was a child.
At the forefront of opposition to the drones, Imran Khan, the former cricketing hero who now heads a political party. This weekend, he hopes to lead a protest all the way to the tribal areas. He told us the drones are backfiring.
Are they decreasing the number of militants? Are they winning the war? Is there less extremism? Everything is getting worse. There is more extremism in Pakistan today than ever in our history.
The huge pieces which are from the Hellfire missiles.
Lawyer Shahzad Akbar from the legal charity Reprieve is collecting missile fragments for use in court actions by the wounded and the bereaved.
These